Get off your phone.
So how you been doing?
So how you guys doing?
Welcome to Sir and Me Podcast. We've made that up today. But that's going to be the official name.
Pretty much.
Our first podcast.
So wait,
well,
actually,
third. This is our like really official. We're trying to get
exactly that
shit done.
What he said.
Yeah, because the first two, well, the first one was just like the
intro.
It was like a practice run, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was like the intro. Kind
also,
of.
I put like a bajillion filters on.
Yeah, let's hopefully you don't do that this
and,
time.
And then you were like, so cool. And then like later on, we're like, what the fuck were we thinking?
Yeah, I know. All right. Anyway, so so basically, this is the special guest, Rahim. So Rahim just recently came from Egypt. So
just for this,
just for this, and then he's going back. No, I'm kidding. And then we got over here, Sir Sean Romancito. Over here, we got me, Michael Enrique.
He didn't want to use his other name because it would be Miss.
Yeah. So
Sir and Miss. So yeah. Make him me a man, him a woman.
I'm a more manlier woman.
Man.
Anyways, I mean, I got the moves, but yeah, anyways.
I mean.
I can't even flex them right now because my pectorals hurt. Yeah. Yeah, because remember the machine we were doing yesterday?
Yeah.
My pectorals, my titties hurt.
I don't know if there's any progress at all.
Wow. It's like pudding sex. Okay. Alright, anyways. So, today's topics are...
Hold on, I forgot what they were.
Get off your phone!
It's for the topics, man.
I'm just kidding. You can be on your phone, but as long as you're not being too...
No. You can be on your phone, but like you gotta be paying attention, you know? And if it's something important. So, topics include working for minimum wage. Topic 2, why we haven't been uploading as much. And number 3, and just random day-to-day things, yeah. So,
hopefully for this, we'll figure out how to put it on the iTunes.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to use the Anchor app.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll...
I heard about it from Gary Vee.
Okay, Gary Vee. I've heard it from Casey Neistat.
Yeah, he's awesome. Inspirational guy.
Subscribe.
So, we'll see how it works. Apparently you could do Spotify, but I don't know how to do that either.
We'll figure it out.
Maybe I want to do the iTunes.
Yeah.
iTunes one first.
iTunes ones. So, yeah, this is our first podcast, I guess, that's going to be on those other platforms, which would be interesting.
And the video podcast will be on YouTube, and the audio will be on...
Spotify, iTunes.
Maybe YouTube, too.
What?
Like, almost everything that we use.
Wait, why would the audio, if we're going to have the video audio...
Well, if you have, like, YouTube Premium, you could listen in the background.
Well, they could just watch the video and just have that running in the background.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wait, why are we going to upload two things?
I'm thinking too much.
Yeah, you are, man. All right, so let's start with topic number 1. Since you're the special guest right now, we'll have you go first. I mean, I know you have been in... You've been in Egypt for, like, 2 months almost.
Right.
And you haven't been working as much.
Right.
I mean, you
but,
didn't win either. Really.
I mean, even when you were here, you only had like a day.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so actually, we'll start off first, and then you'll kind of like go, you know, you'll understand what the heck we're going to be ranting about. Because him and I were kind of upset about this, even though we don't want to seem sexist. So you go ahead.
Here's how it is. So at our Home Goods in Chelsea, Massachusetts.
I don't think you should have said that.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care.
And we're not going to be there forever. So.
Yeah. So there, the guys do the trucks, the rugs, carryouts, carriages, and other things that the females don't do. Not being sexist. Like,
yeah, I know. This is the problem. Like, there's females that work there, and we know we get paid the same amount, and it's just like infuriating. Seeing.
Also, sometimes the females get more hours than us, and all they do is cashier.
Yeah, we don't want to sound sexist.
Yes,
obviously,
that's how I'm like, but so.
So it's a very
the only time that females do like so with the new backroom coordinator, she's female, and she does the truck for like 30 minutes until the guy who does the truck comes in. Like I can do the truck, and I basically can do everything but do management and stuff. I can register, like flow.
You and I do everything. And Raheem probably does too. You've
well,
done cashier too, right?
Most things. Yeah.
I don't think you've done.
Excuse me.
You can really do the truck though.
Yeah, if I was working mornings, though, I would be doing
that. And also, I've been done, I've had, like, four shifts that are full-time backroom coordinator shifts where I'm in charge of the backroom. Because he wasn't there, so I'm, like, up in the store, sort of. But him and I make the same amount, even though I've been there a little bit longer, so that kind of bothers me. So, like, also, carriages are, like, sometimes nothing, but, like, when it's fucking hot, it's hell, and we're sweating like crazy, and we come in, we're all, like, wet. And also in the winter, it's stupid cold.
Yeah, I was about to say that, actually.
And we had to do, we once had to do a carry-out. I had to do a carry-out. I forget who I was with. I know it wasn't neither.
It was probably Jose.
So, no, it wasn't.
No?
So, it was a couch, and then this weird, like, long chair that's like this. It's like a weird Roman chair, as I would say.
Oh, like one of those like theater.
And it has like a, it has like a I'm gonna call it a sausage pillow.
Okay. So it's like one of those therapy like
it was like those weird rare things we had in our store.
Oh, okay.
So it was I don't remember how cold it was, but my hands were like all red and everything. Well, not all, like, you know what I mean, like when you're cold outside.
Yeah, they're just
and
like hurting.
It was taking forever, and like he had. I was hoping he had the right fan, like those giant Honda soccer mom vans.
Yeah.
So he had one of those. I'm like, okay, thank God. And I knew how to put it in. It was like Tetris because the way I had to angle it in. He's like, oh no, do it this way. And I'm like, it's not gonna fit. Like, let me do this because I wanted to get back inside.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
But. I know, but, like, seeing the fact that, like, when it's cold, sometimes we don't get our sweaters because, you know, we'll get hot inside, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't wear my sweater. Well, actually, I do.
Well, when I do carriages, I get my jacket and gloves. Because if you don't have gloves, you're going to freeze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, it didn't work the one that, the way the guy wanted it to be. So, I did it my way, and it worked. I didn't say, told you.
Told you, motherfucker.
And we were out there for at least 15 minutes in 30 below. At least 30 below. Even colder.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And no tip, even though we're not allowed to take tips. But still.
You know, like a dollar, you know what I mean?
Like
it helps.
Yeah.
It like, we're out in the cold, like, again, I'm not trying to sound sexist. The women always stay inside, on the floor or in the back or at cash registers.
I'm only gonna talk about people's like the people who are actually are good, like Lizzie, like Elizabeth.
Yeah.
She's actually really good. She's actually loved them.
She's loved that.
Yeah, she's
Laura.
Awesome. I'm saying that like only the people that like you know. Well, I'm saying like Elizabeth actually has done carryouts. I've seen her do that and like. I give her a lot of respect for that because, you know, she's the only one that actually
Here's some, like, because I was talking this to some of the female workers. And they're like, we've done rugs. I'm like, yeah, you've done one rugs and it was two of you doing it once. I get, yes, you can do it, but we do it all the time. And also, I had to do two fucking giant racks of rugs. I've done 40 rugs in 2 days.
Yeah, no,
and we've ran out of clips, tag holders, the things that hold the tags on the rugs. So I use
the little magnet things?
Yeah, so I have to use the clip gun now.
Oh,
we ran out of clips, too. That's and the only clips that are left are for ones that we have these grid things for circle rugs that so they can hold them on the grids because, like, you can't just put one clip and just have it just dangling like that.
Something in the face.
But, yeah, like, that's, like... And also, I do the truck sometimes, and I usually unload the whole truck at, like, the bulk and everything. And it's just, like... In a year and a half, I make $11.54. A year or so for him, $11.54.
Don't even ask how much I get paid.
Actually, no, how much do you get paid?
Like, an hour or...
Yeah.
No, 10 an hour, yeah.
10? No, minimum is 11.
I mean, 11?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no,
you get 11.10 an hour.
Yeah. No, just
11. You probably... Yeah,
just 11.
Because you haven't been there for too long, so you didn't get that raise.
Yeah,
yeah,
the raise. Was
so
much.
You do get like 11.10.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And okay. Also, should we say her name? She says she agreed with us. You're talking to her.
Well, I'm saying like people who you know.
Well, she said that she agreed with you, saying that we do more.
Yeah, who was it? Actually, I forgot.
Rose.
Yeah, Rose. Yeah, she definitely agrees. Like she knows that we do a lot of like heavier like stuff. You know, and it's kind of
yeah. Like I know we're supposed to be equal and stuff, but like
if equally like paid, like that's an actual law, isn't it? Like equally pay, like
yeah. I'm not saying the women shouldn't get paid more than us, but like if they were doing the same stuff as us, I get it.
Yeah, like at least I want at least for the guys to be at least getting paid 12, just because of seeing the fact that
only guys who can do everything really.
Yeah,
like guys who just like.
Especially the heavy lifting and, yeah. like, you know, all that stuff. Moving the furniture from the carryout and, you know, restocking
like,
the
I was,
shelves.
Out yeah. After a year and or so after, I was trusted to do a full-time position shift, like, 3 times. And also, they don't know this yet, but if I don't get the full-time job in the back room after late January, I'm working for TSA or Target. Target, you merely get paid 12.
Yeah, you start off with 12.
TSA, you merely get paid $18.13 an hour.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Like, even Target, like, they build stuff here and there, but like,
yeah, I've seen the back room because like I was hanging out. I'm not gonna say who.
Yeah, I know.
Because I was talking to someone there and that I know, and I saw the back room, and there's so many cameras back there.
Yeah, I know.
You well, yeah, because it's different from ours, but like, yeah. It's like holy crap.
You make it seem like we're gonna like, you're like. We gotta be suspicious. Yeah.
Oh no, no! I'm saying because like, well, I'm not trying to say who I'm talking about.
No,
like,
no,
that's a different thing.
But yeah, anyways, but, like $12 an hour, but they don't do as much as what we do at Home Goods because legit, we only do is furniture and take out furniture.
Like I get like the women deal with the customers, which chills.
We do it too. Like
oh yeah,
cashiers.
That too. But I get that as well. Like they also do other stuff. Like I mean, we don't really do the TJX Rewards thing. Cause like I don't understand
how
to do it.
I don't know how to do that either.
Yeah, and like I it was like a payment like $100 or more, and our manager was like, "Oh, your first ice," which is what they call the
IC,
whatever they call it.
Call it ice.
ice. So, and I'm like, "What do you mean?" It's like, "Oh, you didn't do it?" I'm like, "No." It's like no one teaches me shit. I teach myself. Like literally.
No, actually, that is true. I taught myself how to cashier there. I taught myself how to do everything there.
Literally, they didn't like. Again, this is like us going down on the company. But like, so when I first got there, they taught me how to like process in the bag, and that's it. And
yeah.
Then I was like doing other stuff, and they had me closed, so I was like kind of recovering. They still haven't taught me how to recover. Really, it's like just make it look neat. That's it.
That's pretty much all you gotta
but
do.
Like,
but yeah.
Well, like, how to range it, though. Like, they're like, okay. Don't make it straight. It has to be angled, because, like, well, we have to like a home.
Yeah, I know.
And then, I would never have done cashiering, because I asked one manager. He said, yeah, I'll get to it. Never did. The other one, same thing. And then, this new one that she left, though, I asked her, boom. She had me start register, like, immediately. And then that's how I learned register. And then other things, I learned by myself. Like, they don't, like, and then, like, the manager says, how do you not know how to do TGX Wars thing? Like, because no one teaches shit.
That's true.
I teach other people, other employees, how to do things.
The shit that you've learned yourself.
Yes.
I know. It's funny how that works.
It took a little while for me to catch up, too. You know, if you ask either one of these two, it took me, like, you know, a little longer than them.
You still need a little bit of help. Stuff. Because yeah. Sometimes you kind of...
Also, I heard you brought up the red rack to the front step flipping.
What?
You brought up the
they asked for you to get a flatbed, and apparently this is the beginning. I think Liz told me this. Like, you brought up the thing that holds, like, the
clearance red, the clearance.
No,
red
not
red.
That bad. No, it's the it's
oh the like the coat hanger kind of.
Yeah,
yeah. You brought that up apparently.
Mm.
I don't know
because I got mixed up. That's why.
Yeah,
I was like,
but like you said, nobody really teaches us
yeah,
anything.
Exactly.
So
yeah. So you probably didn't really like, know what the heck you were doing.
Not really. No.
Yeah, it's like.
Anyways, freaking minimum wage, like...
I mean, yeah, it's like, it's not living wage, it's like, you start off with that, it's not like, it's, minimum wage is never living wage, really.
It is, it's not, I mean, it's not, yeah.
I mean, like, it's federal not. Minimum for us, if we had federal minimum...
I'd rather just not work, if that was the case.
I'd rather ask people for money on the streets, I'd get more from that.
Spirit change? That's true. Alright, so
but
I mean,
like it's
yeah.
So bad. Like
yeah.
But like the other I'm like I was about to apply actually I did apply to TSA. I got
yeah.
Like in order to log in. So you put your password, like any website to log in, and then they message you. The government messages you on your phone to put in a code to log in, and it's different every time. The security I mean I get why, but like the security is
yeah.
Crazy and
yeah.
Then I applied and I was approved, because I don't have any criminal record or all this crap, and like I'm
you're
clean.
Sure? Okay.
I'm clean and everything. So I was about to do it, and then I thought about, like, because my friend Paul, he's actually going to do the job, and I need to know his opinion when he does it.
Yeah.
Because, like, if it's, like, worth...
Because Paul is stone cold when he talks to people. Like, you know, he's...
I mean, I could do that, but, for, like Homegoods is, like...
There's, like, no emotion
like,
when he talks? Is that what you're trying to say?
Like, he don't give a damn. Like, if he gets, like, yelled at or whatever.
Oh, really?
So, like, if he can't handle it, then I'm sure Sean probably would be like, nah, that's not for me, right?
Mm. Well, I have a...
You have a high tolerance.
Yeah, I was supposed to say, is that lower?
For patients, for people not having impatient. Mm.
Yeah, like I remember in high school and middle school, people wondered why I didn't get, like, because I was bullied, if you were to say that, but, like, I didn't give a shit, because, like, what they call names and stuff, like, I'm like, obviously you have something wrong with your life.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't give a shit, because, like...
It's like all this useless crap you're just...
I'm like, it's a waste of my time to care about it. I'm not saying people who do, who get hurt, I'm not saying you're a piece of shit, but, like, for me, I'm different with that. But
you just kind of brush them off anyways.
That's why I'm like, I can deal with customers most of the time.
That's good. Yeah.
I mean, yesterday was funny. So, this I was having to help with cashiering a bit. Actually, no, this is like, I did that earlier. I was actually moving all the cardboard out of the cashiering area because they had the boxes for the bags and the papers.
Oh, yeah. That was
so... Point. I was there, and this lady was like, that's $19.99, right? And then I was, like, ignoring it and stuff, and they're like, the rug, right? And I look at the rug, and it's, like, the fox fur ones.
Yeah.
And it's from Broinhill? Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah. Broinhill. Broinhill.
Some expensive brand. And in my mind, I'm like, that's at least $30 to $40.
Yeah.
But obviously, if you say it, they're like, oh, how do you know? Blah, 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 blah. So I had to go.
That's some
go.
Bullshit.
I work
so,
there.
I know, right?
They don't just, care.
Yeah, they'll be like,
so
show
I,
me the Carfax.
So I went to the rug section, which is always a mess because customers are the best. So I went to get one. And also, I had the rug with me that she was looking at. And I knew it was $40. So, and also, for some reason, no one codes anymore. Coding is like you put the price and other information so we...
Like on the furniture
like
piece?
Like if you lose a tag, we at least know the price so we can get something to put the... It's a whole process. So no one does that for some reason on the little rugs. You're supposed to.
Yeah, I know.
So I secretly put 40 on it.
Oh, you...
But I knew it was 40 because I found the same one.
Oh, okay.
Because like I knew she was... Because it was a different color because I know there's going to be customers saying like, oh, this is a different color. It should be more...
It's still the same brand regardless.
Yeah, exactly.
Raheem, this is Chelsea. You have to know that.
Everybody wants a discount.
Everyone...
Like, it'll come off right off the truck and they'll be like, discount,
I will say,
please.
I love working for a TJX company because of the prices of the things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Like, no, like, we were at Marshall... let me finish the story, actually, before we get to that. So, I bring it up. I find the rug that's basically the same thing for $40. And she's like, that's not the same one. It's a different color, too. And I'm like, it doesn't matter.
It's the same brand. It's the same... Was it the same length?
It wasn't the same brand. It was the same length. But, so...
Hopefully that person doesn't watch this for some reason.
So... So, I get the rug and everything. And she doesn't like the price. And I'm like, oh, my God. Fine. I'm like... And then... Cashier Rose goes to like she went to the kids section to get this rug, same company brand, and it was like a cotton candy green.
Okay.
So, but like, it's a kids one, so it's cheaper. So when she said it was 30, she's like, "See, this guy's like freaking trying to get money off of me and shit." And I'm like, "Oh my god!" And I'm like, I was like, then Naomi's there. I'm like, Naomi, and she's like, and then Naomi explained like, "Well, that's the kids version." So it's cheaper, and that's the regular version that's non-kid, so that's why it's up. And I shouldn't say what happened really after that, because she kind of said, I'll give you 35 for it. But I'll say anyway. But,
okay.
I guess.
But, yeah, I was like, and then afterwards, after they left, everyone's like, what's up with that bitch?
What the heck?
But yeah, back to the, like, the price thing. Like, so Mike and I went to Marshall's in Wonderland Revere.
That's me.
So, I was looking at the... I like buying jackets. It's a bad habit.
Yeah.
Like, once jackets came out, I was like...
Ugh! It's funny. It's like you went through a phase of shoes, and then jackets.
No, I like... Remember, I bought a $170 jacket, remember?
Yeah, I know.
Well, it was very warm.
Which one? The guest one?
No. No, that was $40. That's the one where I used my credit card for the first time. the other one was from the Holiday Hours, the puffy, not the puffy.
Oh,
the,
yeah,
the fox fur one. That looks like Canada Goose jackets, yeah, it's but nice. It's not made by animals.
What is it? Super Dry?
Yeah, Super Dry.
Yeah, that's a nice company. It's good.
Yeah. And so we're looking at Tom Hilfiger. You know.
Everybody
yeah.
knows.
So I saw the shirt, I was like, ooh, that's a nice blue like color, and I like the look of the jacket. And then I look at it, I was like, oh, what was it, 40, 50? I think it was 50. It was $50 for the Marshalls tag. And then they leave the original tags on sometimes, and you look at it, $179.99. And customers are like, $50 is too much. I want a discount. I'm like, the store is basically a discount.
It is, yeah.
Like, you're legit saving money on shit. Like, I hate when it's like, oh, that's too expensive for that couch. I'm like, it's even more on regular retail prices.
Yeah, pretty
like,
much.
We had this $3,000 couch that was, like, really nice and fancy
well,
looking.
Tell me you sold it for less.
We did, because customers kept running into it with carriages.
Oh, my God.
So, and I looked up online. It goes for $7,000.
Bruh.
And it's like, oh, it's too much. Obviously, it is too much in general.
Yeah.
But, like, it's still discounted. Down. Yeah,
you'd rather pay like $7,000 full.
Also, there's this like blue couch that sells for like $1,200 at our place, and it went down to $600. And they're like, "Oh, that's still too much." And I'm like, "The fuck is wrong with you?" Oh, there was this lamp that it was a pleasure opening this lamp. It was a Ralph Lauren lamp. It came in two boxes. Lamps never come in two boxes. Like, they make one lamp. It's always in the whole box.
Yeah, I know.
So, and our manager, Chris, is like, I really want to know what this looks like. Can you open it? I'm like, what? I was like, it's a lamp. And I'm like, fuck?
It's a fucking lamp.
It's a fucking lamp. Yeah, who cares about fucking lamp? So, I'm like, there's two boxes. So, one was for the shade. And it was, like, I would say about this big.
Yeah, it was huge.
Yeah, it was, like, lamp. Really, like, the whitest shade I've ever seen. And so I opened that, and then I opened the, like, this was the most careful I was ever, because it said $500 on it.
Jeez.
And
was it the Ralph Lauren one?
Yeah.
That's what
that someone broke that no one knows who broke. So I opened it, and it's like a blue and white stripe looking thing with, like, gold, I don't know if it was real, probably not real gold, but like a gold type trim and everything. And the cord was a,
like a rope?
Yeah, what would we call that? Like, it's woven? No. It's the cords that are, like, wrapped in, like,
it's
thin.
It's like a shoelace, kind of.
Yeah,
but stronger.
Yeah.
Rope.
So
it's like rope.
It's a fancy core, okay?
Yeah.
So I put it together, and it was, like, I was, like, putting it like this. And sorry for audio listeners. And I put the light bulb in very carefully, and I was, like, wow, this is the most expensive lamp I've ever seen. And then I was talking, so we sometimes get other managers from the stores, because sometimes we're low on managers. So this one named Scott I was talking to him, and I was like, man, that Ralph Lauren lamp is so expensive, $500. And he's like, that goes for $2,300.
You'd rather pay that?
And I'm like,
paying for the brand. Well, I mean, it's a pretty big lamp and all the stuff on it.
And it's expensive. Like, yeah. I get that. I know, like, brand and different, like,
yeah,
whatever. But then another shift went by. It was like a few weeks later. I go in the back, and I'm like building furniture, and then I see the lamp broken.
What?
In a damage bin. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Who the fuck breaks a $500 lamp? And why? Then I went to our manager, the chill one, and he was like, I was like, what the fuck happened here? And he's like, no one knows. It was brought back here, and no one knows who brought it back. I'm like, you have fucking cameras.
Probably don't work.
Well, you know, they don't really care. They don't care if merch gets broken.
Well, I want to know, because I was like, I want to see who buys a $500 lamp.
And then they waste it off like that.
Also, we get these, like, so we only get one of these a year, thank God. These barbecue grill patio set things.
Oh, yeah. Those are a pain.
Yeah.
Like, you know. that box is humongous in the truck in general. But, like, so it's on the floor. We leave it on the pallet. And last year's was an L-shaped one, and we had to they had to take down the doors, because obviously it's too big for the doors.
Yeah, yeah.
And thankfully I wasn't there for that. So, and they had like five guys, so they're fine. They were able to do it. It was
they were
heavy.
Five guys? Sorry.
That's also nearby.
Yeah.
So they had enough people to do it, and also the customers. Also there was an old lady or something by it. So this year it was just a long one with the umbrella and everything. And I was like, I hope I'm not here for that. And I would say I was. It was just me and Lewis.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
That's it.
Damn.
And
wait, the one that we just sold?
Yeah. Jeez. So we got the jack thing. Did they know what? I think they know what a jack.
Yeah, is. Jack is one of those things that, like, just you just got pump up so it goes up and
yeah,
then it
so
just pulls it.
We bring it out, and this rarely happens. You bring that out on the floor because we have flatbeds to do stuff.
Yeah,
we really don't need that. So we take it out. I put it in, so because we were trying to put those wooden wheel things, like, you know how the rug.
Yeah, Because
we have a few of those.
Yeah, so you put those under there.
So underneath. It wasn't high enough. And obviously you can't be like, oh, let me just lift it up and put on.
That thing weighed like a ton. Yeah.
Like, so it was just like, fuck. I'm like, of course. It's just you and me. Thankfully, it was two guys picking up, so they were helping, thank God. It was just like one of those customers that obviously can't really help.
Yeah.
Thank God. So we got it in somehow, and we're just moving it in. And also, so they had a U-Haul trailer, big enough, thankfully.
But yeah, thankfully.
So, but it was on a ramp.
It's like,
so
get it on my Mini Cooper, please.
It was on a ramp, so we had the running start.
Oh, dang.
So it's like, it can go well,
or it can go bad. You had to push lips over.
It can go bad. We're pushing it, then we just stop.
Yeah.
So I was like, fucking hell. And also, it was like 90 degrees out.
Wow.
Right.
And
I'm so sorry for you guys.
Again, no tip. No tip. So we get it out of the door, and obviously, you know what's annoying? So we're getting outdoors, so it's like blocking one of the doors. We have two doors to get, like, well, four in total, but the first doors, there's two of them. They're sliding doors. People only like going to the left one.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
people are so annoying when that
they
happens.
They wait for me to, like, they like try to go by me first, and I'm like, there's another fucking door. So there's people like trying. I'm like, use the other door. Like, I'm sorry. You have to use the other door. Sorry, you're so privileged to use the left door. So we finally, like, already, like, we're just like relaxing because it's like fucking. It's like,
yeah,
getting it out. So we get onto the asphalt and everything, and so I'm like, I hope this doesn't end badly. So we just like push it. It gets on. And we have to push a little bit more, and then it gets on, and like, our manager shakes the hand, and I'm like, what a fucking asshole, it's no tip. Also, there's another thing, we're doing carriages.
Okay, no more, just save that for something else.
No, this is quick. This one's a quick one.
We gotta move on to the next topic, man. It's already been 25 minutes, and you've been only talking, shut up! Go ahead, finish your last shit.
So, I had, like, 20 carriages. You know how hard it is to control them?
Huh?
You know how...
Sorry, I blanked out for a second.
You know how hard it is to move the carriages?
Yeah.
Because, like, some reason they, like, to only turn left or right.
Yeah, some of them are just,
so,
like, yeah, okay.
I had a lot of them on because I was like, I want to just get this through already. So, I'm pushing them across the crosswalk, and if I stop, I can stop, but the carriages keep going.
Yeah.
That's so, what I mean. Yeah. So, I'm moving it. It gets... So, there's, like, a little dip of the...
It's like a little ramp of,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. So, I get it up, and I see these two old ladies...
Oh, God.
Wait, you have something wrong with old ladies?
No.
Old ladies.
Oh, God. I had a thing in Egypt that happened.
I don't hate old people.
No,
I just kind of see where this is going.
You're joking. You have to get some defensive right here.
I love my grandmother.
Jeez, you don't got to spit either. Jeez. Okay, anyways. You old ladies.
Okay, so.
Sorry for the earphone users, because look at that soundbar. Jesus.
You rape at that part.
Yeah.
So, I'm moving them. And it's, like, it's about, like, 4 feet to the door almost. And one lady just, like, again, we have two doors. So the one lady, she, like, just quickly goes through to get on the other side. And this lady has to wait. Oh, no. She could use the other door. So I pushed in. And then she's, like, you could have waited. And I said, there's two doors. Like, I legit said that. I'm, like, I'm not dealing with this shit. There's two doors. Like, the fuck? So what's the next topic?
Anyways, so, that was the first topic, minimum wage, but none of that last shit was minimum wage topic.
Well, we can add more stuff, like, a podcast not
No, no, no,
like,
I know, but I was kind of hoping you would save all those stories at the end, because that's the random stuff that we would be talking about.
What are you doing?
Well, I can't scratch.
What are you, a cat?
The fucking couch, oh, you can scratch yourself, you fucking
Anyways, next topic is why we haven't been uploading as much lately.
Okay, Raheem, you can stay silent like you have.
Again, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I know you're like the special guest, I guess.
You're just there like...
Yeah.
No, it's okay. I get in a few blurbs here and there.
Yeah. I mean, you're here for the experience anyways, too.
Right.
Plus, this is also...
Yeah.
What the heck? Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
This better not have messed it up.
Oh, God.
Okay, still recording.
All
right. For a second, though.
So it went to the screensaver thing, and then he had to log in. I was like, fuck.
Okay, anyways, what was the topic again?
We weren't uploading.
Oh, yeah, why we haven't been uploading. So recently, why we haven't been uploading is because, well, I mean, one, we're lazy as shite. Two,
not really encouraged. Not saying we want to do it, but it's like the timing.
Also that, yeah, no, we honestly have, like, remember that one period when we haven't seen, like, each other for, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
A month, at least.
Or, like, almost a month, because you went away for a while.
No, but also it's because, like, so my mom has a situation where she was in the hospital for a long time, like, a few months.
Yeah.
But, like, so I worked till, like, 2, and then after that I pretty much go to the hospital, and I get back around 8 o'clock.
I mean, either way, because I would work at nights, so even still, we would barely see each other. And plus, like you said,
you had to... Well, you only worked, like, 3 days or 4 days, so we had the weekend, but you hang out with your girlfriend anyways. But
yeah.
So, that's, like, one of the reasons, but now she's well.
Good.
But after that, it was, like, timing, because I was doing other stuff, and then I had other things I had to do. And also, I want him to come with me to Maine, but then he couldn't because of the situation.
Other stuff, yeah. But yeah, I mean, also, like, the lack of motivation because of the fact that, like, we would, like... So let's say if we did spend time with each other, we would, like, legit just sit down and just play games.
Yeah, so that's where, like, we're like, we should record that.
I almost had a stroke. Anyways.
Where's my water? It's, like, still underneath the damn thing.
Yeah, go get the freaking water.
Shut up.
Don't hit the mic.
I'll hit you, Mike.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah.
We're really friendly with each other.
The lack of motivation. So recently we've been, Sean and I has been trying to motivate me a lot more to go to the gym with him.
Well, I did. Oh, I wasn't trying. You just saw my post. And
yeah, because I saw you running. I was like, damn.
Well,
I could be doing that too.
My stories were the gym. And then I post, instead, I didn't go to the gym. And I'm like, I want some exercise. So I went for a run for, like, 2.8 miles or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a lot for other people, but, like, for me, that's a lot. And my legs were, like, I was, like, I could barely walk after. So, give me a break.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just start off and be, like, a professional marathon runner.
Well, obviously, I was trying to get the 3, but I was, like...
You don't want to die.
And also, there's mosquitoes like crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Oh, you should have gone bug spray.
Shut the fuck up with bug spray.
You really should have. You want to get stung by freaking mosquitoes?
What time did you go around?
Funny thing. So, I was like, I'm going to go to the gym. My sister's like, I want you to watch a movie with me. I want to watch it. Because it was actually a good movie, though. But but I was like, I'm going to the gym. I'm not going to skip a day. And then, like, my mom's like, you can go to the gym the other time with your sister. I'm like, she's not going to go with me. So, I was like, I'll go for a run. And she gave me a look like, I mean, it was for 40 minutes. So that's, like, not long, but sort of long.
Yeah, I guess.
But, like, when I was, like, shut up with the bug spray.
He's like, what? Okay.
So I came back. I went to Winter Beach, which is the night. Also, it's, like, there's checkpoints of, like, water fountains, so it was good. Because I don't like carrying a water bottle. Like, I'm sure there's something that you can have, like, those camelback thing. Those,
yeah, you can.
There's that, but, like, there's one, like... a mile or so from my house, and then another mile there's like another water fountain, so it was very convenient, cause, like, as I was like,
so like the checkpoints, yeah, like you said, that's good.
So I went back and everything, and as I was like, what, like, cause like I'm not gonna keep running the whole time cause I can't really do that, so I speed walk, and the mosquitoes were like getting me like crazy.
So yeah, that's pretty much why I haven't been uploading as recently, because of the fact that we're trying to work out more so that way we can have more energy like later on, and I mean, we're doing this
once a week.
We should do that, right?
Well, yeah, because if we do one every day, it's like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, most people do once a week too, because like you have the whole week and maybe other stories you think of anyway.
Yeah, that is true, because like you'll think of something randomly, yeah,
like
the next
every
week.
Day. Oof.
Yeah, that's
oof.
True.
Oof.
Oof. So yeah, I mean, I was about to ask you why.
What?
But yeah.
Well, also, like, For me, like, I have, like, before I didn't upload this blog for the longest time, it was just like, I got distracted from YouTube, watching YouTube, and then that, and also timing, but...
Sure.
He has, like, five videos that...
Five videos? I have, like, two videos. One video I can just upload right now, but I'd rather not. I'd rather just do this.
Well, you said you were going to do it yesterday.
I know, and then I kind of just got lazy.
Yesterday, August 28th, just to tell you. How he disappointed you.
Anyway, so...
How was Egypt?
Oh, it was awesome. It was also hot.
Okay,
great,
so third
that
topic.
Was fucking great.
Third topic.
It's like, how was your wedding? It was great.
That's the end of story. Oh, I've been gone for 2 months, but yeah, that's all that's happened.
I just sat around and did nothing. So how was it? Don't say it's great or it was hot.
Okay. Well, all right. I had a really good time. And there were, like, a lot of people. How else am I supposed to
There
were
a lot of people. There's obviously a lot of people.
Let him speak. You're literally letting
him
say two things. Go ahead. What were you saying?
There were people over there that I haven't... Why are you laughing?
Because he's like, there are people over
there. Yeah, there's people over there. Did you not know that?
You know, human beings.
Yeah, I knew there are people in Egypt.
Okay, go ahead, Raheem.
Okay. My relatives, I haven't seen some of them ever since I was like maybe 5 to 6 years old.
That's not bad.
And it finally felt really good to finally see them and do a lot of interactive things with... basically see each other. We went to like this awesome resort. There's actually a resort over there. It's called Carlos. Yes.
My dad's there. No. Anyways.
No, but it's in like the west coast of Egypt, and honestly, it's just really a fun experience. The waters over there are so clear. You can see like it's not even dirty.
Yeah.
Like the waters are like crystal clear. They're blue. It was even said like in that area, Cleopatra would actually take her bath over there in the morning.
Mm.
Don't get me started.
Well, the only reason it's blue is because it's reflecting from the sky. If the sky was white, the water would be white.
He said it was clear.
Yeah, clear, but it's still reflecting in general.
But he said it was clear.
It's still reflecting.
Are we
going to
really turn this into a debate?
It was clear. Anyway, so yeah. So, Egypt and...
I went to this, you know, big museum. It had all of the ancient statues. Well, like, not all of it, obviously, but some of it.
Hey, like the stereotypical King Tut?
Kind of, something like that. They had, like, the statues of, like, you know, the mythical gods, like Anubis, Sekhmet, you know, Horus, those figures.
Why are you laughing at that? You a child! You're like,
they
said four.
They had eight...
It's a great name for a god.
They had eight. They
was
had
it a female god?
Hmm? What? There's some.
No, a Horus.
Horus? No, he's a male.
Oh, that's too bad.
He's a man whore. That's why. Anyways, so yeah.
They had the ancient hieroglyphics. They had a lot of them, like, separated by different dynasties. I don't know how to read hieroglyphics, by the way, so don't fucking ask me.
No, I know, obviously.
It was split into three kingdoms. You had the old kingdom,
you had the medium
kingdom, and then you had the late kingdom.
I just see you fucking smiling.
Because I'm interested.
And they had the early, the medium, the late kingdom. I'm never gonna get my shit across. Like,
literally, when he laughs at me, I feel the whole couch shaking.
Stand up or something.
They won't see me.
I'm never gonna get this through.
So yeah, go ahead. So the...
Okay, so... You know what? I'm just going to keep talking while you
guys
are laughing.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep talking.
They had the three kingdoms. And literally, the museum was so big. At the end of the day, we spent 4 hours in the whole museum. And we only
Was there more?
Yes, and we only went through like half of it.
Okay, so it's like Six Flags kind of? Like where you can spend the whole day, but you won't get through everything?
You can say that,
okay,
yes.
Okay, that's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, and literally it was just... So
did you go back a second time?
No, I wanted to, though.
You had 2 months.
Well,
what'd you do?
Family.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You
well,
could
I
go
mean,
with your family. Same thing.
How much was, like, the museum?
It was pretty expensive, actually.
Okay, so...
So what was the price? Pretty expensive. It could be $50 or $200 or $500.
Actually, the currency over there, the Egyptian pound, to give you an idea as to, like, how expensive it is, one American dollar equals 17 Egyptian pounds. So, yeah.
So how much was the Egyptian pound? Well, how much was
the
Egyptian?
How much is that real? Like, it... Is a dollar a lot for Egyptian currency, or is that low?
It kind of is.
A dollar
point.
Is a lot.
Yeah.
Because if a dollar equates to 17,
yes,
well, this is like I get like $20 is about is a 2,000 yen. That sounds like a lot, but that's just really 20 bucks. And, like, if you just put a dot in between.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying, there's a difference in the other thing.
No, like, a lot, like, over there, but, like, not over here, obviously.
Yeah.
So if I bring, like, $100, I'm a rich guy.
Pretty much.
Not really. I wouldn't say that.
You have, like, a lot of... You
make it sound
money.
Like you're going to Africa, like...
Yeah.
Like, what the heck?
I don't know the fucking currency there.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, you make it sound like...
I heard
like
a lot of things
Egypt
are cheap in
poor.
Egypt. Like, things are, like, super cheap, like, souvenirs and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those...
Not
like,
saying your country's poor, I'm just saying...
No, I know, I know. Well, like, that's if you use other currencies. Like, literally, when I was in the airport coming back, there was this, like, this one magnet of, like, you know, of the country Egypt. It costed £60. Because
okay.
It was in the airport, too, you know,
and
obviously.
That's,
yeah.
Like, less than 10 bucks?
You can say that, yes.
Roughly, I would say. Less than 10 bucks.
Wait, you said 60 pounds?
60 pounds for a small
so
magnet.
You said $1 was 17.
$1 was 17 Egyptian pounds.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, so.
Probably 5 bucks.
Yeah,
maybe.
Like 4 or something. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Damn,
so
I should go to Egypt.
That's not that bad. Okay, cool.
Iceland, I heard, is the most expensive for any tourist.
What is?
Iceland.
Oh, yeah, I know. Everybody knows that, kind of.
Yeah.
That's kind of like common sense now.
Mm.
Alright, anyway, so
I also went to the pyramids, but
nice.
I didn't go inside them.
Yeah, I think
I don't think they
allow you.
No, they do.
Oh, they
you just have to have a guide with you.
Oh, cool.
Because you know the
does
pyramids
that cost money too?
Yes,
obviously
it's pretty
not.
Expensive.
Fuck. I want to do that because that'd be cool, you know what I mean, to go in there and
yeah,
stuff
definitely,
and
but you can't, like, literally you can't go in there without a guide because there are so many different pathways and there have been people that actually got lost in the pyramids. Like, yeah, it's not really the best thing you want to experience.
Let's go hide and seek then. No, let's go with the GoPros.
3,000 years later.
They haven't found me. I'm the winner. I'm just that skeleton running
the souls
around.
Of the mummy. The souls of the mummy
you just
start
see you with the camera waiting for you. You have a GoPro that's still recording for some reason. It's like the footage of yours. It's like, this is boring as shit. It's the same shot.
Seriously. So yeah. That's cool. That's really cool. I'm glad you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the U.S. of A.
Mm-hmm.
And,
the best country. I'm just kidding.
America.
Back in America. And
America.
Back safely and all that. So, Sean. Actually, no. Hold on. I actually had to ask you one more time.
Sure.
One more thing.
Sure.
The Habibti thing.
Oh,
so
yes.
So, for some of you guys, some of you people who don't know what Habibti... Is it Habibti or Habibi?
No, it's Habibti, yes.
Okay, so for Habibti is my love for a female. And Habibi is for a guy, my love. So, basically, you're... This is like his way of saying he's single.
Yeah.
And he's ready to mingle. So yeah,
I've been ready to mingle all my life.
It's okay. You'll find love. But yeah. So that's cool, man. I mean, like, because before, I remember we would always bust your balls about saying, like, oh, you don't want to find a girl because you can't do this and that and whatever. But now
you can't do what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like,
yeah, his
hugs,
religion.
Like, well, like, kissing,
oh, yeah.
Stuff like that, you know what I
yeah,
mean? Like,
the, yeah,
you know, he's very strict on that, so,
yeah.
Which is good. Like, you know, you gotta keep your culture going.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, yeah, that's cool. I'm glad to see you, like, you know, you wanna, like, actually do that more, and, like, you're not holding yourself too much against that.
Right,
which is
right.
Cool.
No, like, yeah, you can date. It just matters, like, what
I
you're doing with each other. That's
yeah.
The thing.
Yeah.
So, like,
oh, my God, I think it stopped.
Hello?
I think it stopped. Well, I mean, this is still recording, which is fine.
We can still upload it anyways.
What does it say?
Low battery.
Oh god, we need to finish
this.
Wait,
quickly. But is it still recording?
Yeah.
Okay, let's finish this quickly.
I don't know why.
Why it's low battery?
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, Sean, how about this? We wrap it up very quickly, okay?
Well,
I'm going to be super speedy on this.
No. Yeah, go ahead. You keep talking. And
okay, so basically, you know, I just wanted to... I told myself that after college I would start, doing me, basically, hopefully finding that one person in my life. But then I told myself, you know something, maybe I should start right now. Just to get older, you know, you feel lonely and things like that. You just want to share something with someone.
Yeah.
So
that's
what I'm trying to say. So literally starting as of right now, I'm going to try to, like, you know, explore dating, but I'm going to obviously do it, you know, the correct way.
And you're going to do it with, like... somebody who's, like, part of your religion, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's good. So you're not going to be, like... You're not going to find, like, a random girl who's going to be, like... Oh, I want you to kiss me now. And you're going to be, like... I can't. I'm sorry.
Like,
that's
I'm
not
like,
my culture.
I'm like, slow your
I
road.
I just want to say... Just pause everything because I want to check something.
Pause everything? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to sync it up again. 3, 2, 1.
And we're back.
Okay. Sorry about that, guys. We had a little bit of technical difficulties.
Yeah, for some reason my iPad wasn't charging because that's what we're recording... video for because our cameras can't go past 20 minutes and
yeah.
He saw the mirror said like a
it showed like a little notification so I thought it like it For some reason, ran out of storage, but you have a lot of storage. So.
Yeah, for like last time that happened to me, where low battery or something like that happened, the video just froze. So I was like, stop everything.
Yeah.
I need to check if we have a podcast, and it's fine. Okay. The only thing that was annoying because like if a cloud, because we're using a natural light, and except for him, and when the cloud went over the sun, like. Looks so dark in the video.
All right, so
what were we talking about?
We were talking about Habibti thing. So yeah, that was like the last part. So
is
yeah,
that angled, right? Is that the same how it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you want to keep talking about that, go ahead.
No, really.
Or just start over because Ben Sean can like you know easily fix that.
No, not really. I just have only one thing to say, and that's really you know you wanna as you get older, you feel like you wanna have that special someone in your life, but you need to.
Yeah, I know.
She is definitely going to come to you, but you actually have to put in some effort to see, like,
well, yeah.
You know, whether
trust
she's there out. Outside or not. So that's really all I have to say. So I'm officially going to, like, I'm going to start doing that now at the age of 20.
Nice. That's cool, man.
I mean, he liked the, still, with the girl at, what was she, management at Market Basket?
She was my assistant manager.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my own podcast for that. And I'll put that on, actually, no, I shouldn't.
Yeah,
that one makes sense.
Yeah,
okay, never mind. I'll make that my own. Anyways, go ahead. So, okay, so now, do you have any topics? Well, not topics, but like your own kind of random stuff that's happened in the last couple of days? Even
well,
though you
I,
talked for like an hour. And but yeah.
Well, I go to, unfortunately not the last two weekends, but I go to Maine every weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've been trying to get this bum to go. Sorry, I didn't think of you. But you're in Egypt.
This
yeah.
bum is broke, so...
Okay.
You know, I would have offered to pay for the ticket.
You never did.
I asked, do you want to go to Egypt? You're like, nah, I can't.
If I wanted what?
Go to Maine. You're like, nah, I can't.
You just said go to Egypt.
I know.
You heard that too, right?
Yeah, I was like...
I was like, sure.
My eyes were opening. I'm like, huh?
So like, can you afford that? Yeah, I might want that.
Yeah, no.
But
okay.
I asked you, you're like, nah, I can't. Nah, I can't.
Yeah.
Nah, I can't.
Because,
nah,
I mean,
I
they already
nah,
have
can't.
Me scheduled.
Nah, I can't. Nah,
that's
I can't.
Why.
Nah, I can't. Nah, I can't. Nah, I can't.
Okay, anyway, so yeah, go ahead, man.
But it's the best life, I think, in my opinion. It's like, because I Monday through Friday, I do work, and hopefully now we'll be doing more work with our career goals. But, like, it's like, you need to, like, relax. Like, step away from, like, all that's happening. And that's, like, my, what would you call it, like, therapy? Not really. Like, you know.
I don't know. It's like your getaway, kind of.
Yeah, my getaway,
because,
really.
Like, you have, like, a cabin. Well, what is it?
It's
like
a lake house.
It's a lake house, so it's legit right next to the lake. And you can just go outside and, you know, just, you know, have fun.
Or like go on the hammock, on the couch swing, jet ski, boat.
So yeah,
like
just kinda, that's just like a relaxing getaway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool.
It's a hot tub. Fucking great. Like, especially because I did a run in Maine. If you saw it on Instagram, Michael, did you see it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so after that, the next day, like, my legs were like, eh. I put in the hot, like, the hot tub was like 96 degrees, I think.
Jeez, okay.
Well, that's not even that hot. Well,
yeah.
For, like, hot times. Like, those, my cousin's boyfriend's like, that's not hot. He likes 120 degrees. I'm like, okay, you're crazy. But, so, like, putting it in, it's like, it's the best feeling ever.
What?
So, like, just putting your feet in, it's just the best thing ever. Like, obviously, you guys have probably been hot though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like relaxing. Have you?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I was like,
I live in a cave.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, that, some people have it. Like the way you're lit, you're like.
Yeah, no, the way you made it look. So that's why I was just.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, I was just wondering.
So yeah.
But
it relaxes the muscles, so that's why.
Yeah.
It's so good.
But it's like the best getaway, really. I'm glad because like, there's a whole story between why there's a new one, but like, it's like really relaxed, especially being on the boat or like the jet ski. Like, the adrenaline is like the greatest. Also, so on a jet ski, like, the one I'm on, the key, because there's different keys that can, like, if it's a child driving, well, not, like, child, but, like, a teen or something.
Yeah.
They have it go up to only up to 30, wherever the speed is for jet
ski. For jet skis, yeah.
Yeah. So, I can only go up to, like, 30 or, like, 36 or so. So, I mean, it's still fast. But, like, my uncle can go, like, up to 80.
Jeez.
Wow.
But, like, so... And jet skis are, like, if you're trying to, like, do those, like, super, like, cool, like, up on the wave and get, like, you're airborne. Like, yeah. Not complete, but, like, yeah. Those cool things. It's hard to do that on the lake. Because you have to, like, wait for,
there's
like,
no waves.
No, there's always, like, at night, it's dead. Like, there's, like, not a single, like, obviously it's, like, a little bit because of wind, but, like,
yeah,
it's, like, super calm.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a shit ton of boats on that lake, so they're, like,
oh,
and
okay,
there's
okay.
Jet skis, so it's, like, a lot, like, sometimes, like,
a lot of movement, yeah.
Like, when, like, you wake up, it's, like, like the ocean. So sometimes I look for those perfect waves and like I get a little bit like when I get down onto the next wave, it's like all of this water gets on my face, but like 2 weekends ago I finally got airborne because I could feel it, so I was like, so I always like I like stop for a second and then like go, and I felt like the jet ski like start going this way,
yeah,
but it was like yes. And I told my mom, she's like, I don't trust you. Like, I don't think I'll let you either drive or do jet ski.
That's funny.
Yeah, also, like, there's a guy next door who has a water airplane. You know what I mean? Like, they can land in the
water.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
So, like, there's that too, but I'm like, I'd be scared to do that.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, it's a huge runway, but there's people kayaking, and there's tubing, people can fall, and then they're like, oh, I hit someone in the head.
Yeah, or chop them up.
Speaking of tubing. I really don't want, I just, like, as a kid, I did tubing a lot, like, at the old cap, the lake house, like, I was a kid, like, you just, like, okay, yeah, I'll do it, but, like, over, like, right now, I'm, like, I really just relax, enjoy, like, the scenery, and, like, do as I will, but my sister and my mom were, like, well, Kelly got back from Japan, she's been wanting to do this, so you should, I'm, like, fine, so, but they don't have the old tubes anymore, so it's, like, these smaller ones, it's, like, the ones that you sit and like hold on like this, but
oh, okay.
Like imagine this back support down here,
okay.
So it's not really like relaxing, it's like and so I was like flopping like a fish on me. I was like with my uncle, like I was like, don't go fast, he said, like I was like, you said you wouldn't go over 20, I'm like, oh, the thing doesn't work anyway.
Like, so it just doesn't know.
He, like the speedometer. That's
speedometer.
What's, speedometer.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. So I was like, like when he turned, I was like, fuck. And like literally, if I, because like, you know how weight it is. Like if like if you had like a something floating in the water, you have like both same weight on each side. If you lift
yeah.
up one thing, that'll go over.
Yeah.
So if I fell, my sister would fall, and the same reverse. So every time I was like about to fall, I'm like, if I fucking fall, you're going down with me. Like, at like my aunt was laughing so hard because like I was literally like a fish, just like going,
yeah.
And I was like trying to laugh. Like at times I was like, like all like exhausted, and then like 2 days later, it felt like I like, you know. So Michael and I used to like do everything at the gym, like stupidly. Do everything,
yeah, like
abs, arms, shoulder,
legs.
Back, legs, everything. And next day we're like, oh, I can't move. So I wake up like, I think it was like Monday morning, I woke up, I was like, oh, I was like, everything was sore, I was like, oh, I was like, what did I do? Like, I didn't do it. I'm like, fucking tubing. Because you're holding out, because it's not
yeah.
like, because like other tubing, you're like laying down like this. But the ones that were like that they had were like really small, so I would
yeah.
probably like fall immediately. And the other ones are like for adults, they have like very good back support, so like you can just like you can basically relax really.
Yeah.
While going up and down on the thing. But like it was so it was worse than when we did at the gym. Like
yeah.
like at like soreness wise.
So yeah, okay.
Like it I mean, if you and I went 2 weeks, I feel like I'm a tough one.
Yeah.
Because you're a he's not fat. He's just taller in general. So he's like 100 pounds more than me.
Yeah.
So it would just be upset.
So speaking of soreness, so you know how like I told, like, you know those like leg muscle things that you always like to do? Like
I love those.
Yeah, because you want a big ass for some reason.
And,
but no.
And also, it's not, that one of them is that, and the other one's for like,
I know,
this part right here.
That, so speaking of that one, the hip abductions, that's what they're called. Like, it's like a tendon, like, on your groin area. So, that got so sore on my leg, I was like, you know what? I can't deal with this soreness right now. So, this was last night. I can't deal with that soreness. So, you know, icy hot, right?
Yeah.
So, I put some of that on and all that
uh-oh.
Stuff. And, you know, I kind of didn't think that through. So I kind of like, I was like, okay, I'm just chilling. So I went back upstairs. My couch was obviously in my room. And I was just playing games. And I was just like, why are my balls stinging?
Yeah.
So, and I forgot. I put the icy hot way too high in my groin area.
Yo.
So my balls were kind of like just resting on my legs.
Well, yeah, the hat, like, the human body doesn't just stay there. Just like, we sit down, it's like, you know.
Yeah, so it was just like warm. And all of a sudden it just got super cold. And I was just like, oh. This hurts. I got icy.
That's why you could go to the gym today?
That too, yeah. I was like, bro, I was like, I can't feel my like, I couldn't get up.
Because the way he described, because, like, he was explaining, like, so we did the cycling, and he says, like, my crotch is, like, dying right now. I'm like,
yeah, like, my.
I thought it was that. But I didn't know about this.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to say for the podcast.
Dude, you gotta take care of your kids, man. You can't keep doing that.
It was, oh my god, dude. And then I looked up online and was like, am I gonna die from this? So I was just
I know you don't like him, but I mean, Jake Paul was in the bathtub of it. He was in pain like crazy, but
yeah.
He's still alive.
Okay. No, I know, but I didn't know that. So I just like looked that up, and I was like, and I see people like weird questions. I was like, there's one guy that said I use lube as icy hot by accident. I was like, what? And there's one. There was like blogs about that, so I was just like. Okay, so
how do you
miss
that? If I would make sure it's like in case like if you put hand sanitizer, that's also worse.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Like, you have a huge thing hand sanitizer in your room.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine you mistaken that, like.
Sure.
Like,
so yeah, that was fun. So
it was at a Halloween party. It was like some party that my cousin had, but like, so I went up because like it was like. Mature side was upstairs, and then the immature side, like drinking and like smoking weed, was downstairs. And I was like slowly watching them getting more and more stupid. I'm like, okay, this is kind of getting boring, because like watching people getting more stupid. So I went upstairs seeing what's going on, because that's like the mature adults. So I go upstairs, and then one of my cousin's boyfriend is like saying, "Yo, Sean, come over here." I'm like, "What's up?" And they're having like so. We have, like, a super hot sauce thing.
Yeah.
But, this one was, like, it's the extract. They call it the extract stuff that they actually put in to make it even more hotter.
Yeah.
So, there was, like, it's not, like, not really sauce. It's, like, a...
Yeah, it's just, like, the heat.
Heat part. So, like, for some reason, they were putting on celery and then eating, having it like that. So, I love celery. And I regret what I did. So, I put it on, not a lot. And for me, like, most of them, they bit and then chewed a little bit and then swallowed. Me, I love celery, so I'm, like, chewing and chewing and chewing. So it's going all around in my mouth. And then it was, like, when I breathed, it hurt. When I stopped breathing, it got hotter and it got worse.
Yeah.
So I was, it was, like, the worst ever. Like, I was, like... And I went downstairs to go because like it was all alcohol in that fridge, so I went down to the other fridge, all alcohol, wine, beer. I'm like, come on, and I'm like, it was like those small jugs of chocolate milk, and it was like halfway gone, and I drank the whole rest. I mean, it helped, but then I went to the bathroom. I was like, and I was like, I don't even know if that makes it worse, but it was like there's nothing left.
Yeah.
So, but then I was like, and then I had to use the bathroom. But I didn't get any on my hand. But I guess somehow, like the air or so got like of it, like got on my hand somewhere. Because I didn't touch it with my hands. The sauce, the extract stuff, like I just poured it like that and I ate it with the celery. But basically, what happened to you? But kind of worse.
Yeah.
I was like I took a piss and then I was like, oh no.
Oh no. Instant regret.
Yeah, I was like, how? Because I was like putting water, I was like doing this, like putting my hands like that, like how would you describe
cupping
that?
Cupping it. Yeah,
cupping the water. Hand. And I was like this, like I was like doing that, and that you would think that would wash it away.
Yeah.
And then I dried my hands off, and I was like, oh, I need to take a piss. Like,
oh.
That's the worst, though. Like, I can't.
So, Raheem, do you have any pain related things like that? Can you top us?
I mean, there's other things, but like...
Yeah.
I mean...
Other podcasts.
I'm gonna hurt yourself.
I'm gonna hurt myself right now so I can do it.
I'm gonna talk about the challenge that we did, the one with the hot sauce.
That wasn't too bad though.
One I had was way worse. It was...
Sean, you beat us. Okay, congratulations.
Was it the same one?
No, his was like the extract.
It's the stuff for like top of list world hottest stuff.
That's the one that I didn't test, right?
No.
Okay, good. And I don't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to. I know for personal experience.
Don't
do it.
Yeah, I won't. Thank you. So what was the brand of that one that I tested? What was that one called?
It's the universe's hottest.
The
hottest hot sauce in the universe, second dimension.
Yeah, there you go.
So I basically took half a drop of that, not even a full one, half. I put it on the tip of my tongue, and then it started burning, but then it started hurting after that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just had a hurting sensation on the tip of my tongue, and then after that, it would just straight up burn even more.
Right.
How did you do with it? Because we did F2EX games. Part 2 will be coming out soon with this guy.
Hopefully.
you put a lot more in general, and you said you were going to throw up, we just forgot about it. You just, handled it, what happened with that?
No, I just kept breathing in and out. I'm just dying slowly, but somehow...
I love how he kept getting one.
Yeah, no, that was stupid. Anyways, I guess that's pretty much all the topics, and we're kind of done now.
Well, I have a lot of stories, but, these guys have not really talked.
Well, no, not even that. I mean, that should be later on for other podcasts. Okay. Because this is already an hour.
Don't worry, we already got a lot of exciting things planned.
And plus, you want to get food.
Yeah, more podcasts.
So,
all right. I don't know. What was it? How about let's see. Today's Wednesday. I think if I figure it out, to do iTunes, and I don't know about Spotify, but iTunes, hopefully,
we'll figure it out right after this.
Yeah. I think we're gonna. I'm gonna say I think because I don't want to say we will every time, but we will record a podcast every week.
Yeah.
But I think every Friday.
You're going to upload it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah, it's going to take a fuck ton of time.
What?
It's an hour long.
Yeah. You've uploaded a freaking 2-hour movie.
That took 14 hours to upload.
14 hours just for
So just upload it here. Or send it to me. Oh, actually, no, that'd be worse.
I'll figure it out. Anyway.
Okay. Anyways, thank you guys for watching and listening. For people who, hopefully, eventually we figured out the iTunes and Spotify and the... What else? I was like, help me out here. Yeah, pretty much. So, thank you guys for watching, hopefully, and listening. Again, we'll see you guys in the next one. Hopefully, we can
How long do you... I think an hour is fine, in general.
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes we'll, forget the time.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll just keep talking, whatever.
And then we're like, oh, shoot, it's been 3 hours.
Yeah, if anything... Okay, not that long. If anything, if you guys want it shorter, longer, whatever the heck, comment down below if you're on YouTube. If you're not, then just...
tweet us.
Tweet us. At
Sean Romancito.
Or at The Only Mike TV. There you go. And, yeah. We'll see you guys in the next week's podcast.
Or you'll hear us in the next one.
Yeah. So thank you for watching and listening. Podcast Sir and I forgot the whole name.
The Sir and Me podcast.
Sir and Me podcast. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Peace.
Peace.
I took your line first.